Assalamu alaikum and welcome to the Politics and Media Show with me, Salma Yaqub. In the first half of tonight's show, we're going to reflect on the findings of a major new study which has found that ethnic minorities were far less likely to vote for the Conservative Party than white people at the last election. The findings from the Ethnic Minority British Election Study revealed that only 16% of ethnic minorities voted Conservative in 2010, compared with 37% of white people. In stark contrast, over two-thirds of ethnic minorities voted Labour, compared to less than a third of white British people. This is despite the fact that a record number of Conservative MPs were elected from ethnic minority backgrounds in the last general election. Before I introduce today's guests, let's take a more detailed look at the findings.
It's probably not the most surprising news in the world, but the Runnymede Trust says ethnic minorities are much less likely to vote Conservative in UK elections than white people. The findings came from the Ethnic Minority British Election Study, which concluded the following. Only 16% of ethnic minorities voted for Conservatives at the last election, compared to 37% of white British people. 14% of ethnic minorities voted for the Liberal Democrats in comparison to 22% of white British people. In contrast, 68% of ethnic minorities voted Labour, compared to 31% of white British people. The research shows that despite a record number of Conservative MPs being elected from ethnic minority backgrounds in 2010, the Conservative Party still has work to do in attracting ethnic minority voters. Some observers may point to things like Tory anti-terror legislation, which targets Muslims and other ethnic minority groups more than anyone else. However, the report's findings don't paint such a rosy picture for Labour either. Remember, it was under a Labour government that some of the most morally questionable anti-terror legislation was first introduced. The study shows that while ethnic minorities voted strongly for the party in 2010, levels of support were down. Interestingly, the study also found that ethnic minorities were, on the whole, highly supportive of British democracy. It was, in fact, second-generation citizens of Black Caribbean heritage who felt that the British political system had treated them most unfairly and felt the most alienated from British political life.
Well, with me in the studio to discuss the study is Dr. Umar Khan, who is head of policy research at the Runnymede Trust. Thank you for coming into the studio. We're joined also by Yasmin Qureshi, Labour MP. Welcome. And on the phone we have with us Conservative MP Andrew Stevenson. Welcome to the programme, Andrew. If I can start with you, Umar, what do you think is the most significant finding in the study which you are helping to disseminate?
Yes, I think the sort of most interesting findings are, first of all, the sort of continuing support for the Labour Party, of course. Although, as your sort of package indicated, there is a declining level of support compared to, say, 2005 and in the past. And I think one of the things that's important about this study is, in the past, we haven't really had the numbers to say, for example, that Pakistanis voted this way or black people voted that way. And so with the sort of sample size that this study has, I know that sounds a bit academic, but it is quite important because otherwise we're just sort of guessing in terms of who's voting which way and why. And I think that's one of the really crucial reasons that we find the study so important. Rather than just making assumptions about the needs and interests and views of ethnic minorities, we can actually say something, and something that sort of differs for each group. And so I think the second key finding is the finding that, in general, most ethnic minorities, in fact, all ethnic minorities, are quite well satisfied with the British political process. In fact, they're more likely to say that they're satisfied than white British people. And perhaps quite interestingly, Sunni Muslims, which the study was able to break down by religious group, are those least dissatisfied with British democratic institutions, including Parliament. So as we say, I think for us, that those findings suggest that we need more of this kind of evidence-based research about how people really feel, and less views about, you know, the fact that some groups may or may not be fully participating in our society.
And in your study, did you ask why people had voted a certain way as well, or was it simply noting which way people had voted?
Generally, there were questions about what people thought were important issues. The difficulty there is it's quite difficult to trust always people's answers in some of these questions. So people will say they voted for a particular reason, but when it gets down to it, it's if you look at how they actually voted, it doesn't always correspond to that. But in general, I think the questions on what are the things that motivate you to vote in a particular way were quite important, and they included such things as the Iraq War was still asked as a question. There are questions on tax and spending. There were sort of the standard questions that are asked in any survey. Which leader do you find to be the best in terms mm-hmm. of actually delivering on his promises? And on those sorts of questions, actually you found that, again, the ethnic minorities were more or less like the white British voters. So in general, they found they had similar views on, for example, even crime and punishment. There was a question on
we'll come back on so, some yeah. of the yeah. breakdown. But I'm interested in hearing from you, Yasmin. Is this good news for you as a Labour MP, or are you worried that the level of support seems to be going down, although it still is far more significant proportionally than, say, compared to the Conservative Party?
I think I'm not surprised at the level of support the Labour Party has, because I think traditionally Labour Party's always had a huge support from the ethnic minority communities.
And why do you think that's the case? What reason?
I think it's very simply down to the fact that most ethnic minorities are still financially and economically the people who are the less well off in our society. They are still the people who will need and rely upon the welfare state, still a proportionate number of them. And Labour Party is seen as the only party which really fights for the ordinary working person, which tries to redress the economic balance. It tries to make sure that the welfare state is proper. For example, when we're in power for 13 years, there may be many mistakes the Labour Party may have made, and I accept they made some mistakes. But on things such as economics and welfare reform, they lifted, you know, millions of pensioners out of poverty, 500,000 children out of poverty, and there was, in real terms, investment in health and education and schools. And I think these things are very important to people, and I think the bottom line is that they see the Labour Party as a party that is committed to these things, and most of these people need these things. So they see the direct benefit of all the provisions regarding elderly, for example, has directly benefited people in their pockets. So they know that this is a party they can stick with. I think that's one of the fundamental reasons why people stick to the Labour Party.
Well, if I can come on to Andrew, were you concerned when you read that only 16% of ethnic minority voters voted Conservative? Hello, Andrew, were you able to hear my question? I'm not sure if we're having some technical problems with the line there. Whilst we get that sorted out, because... Oh, hello, Andrew. I think we still need to sort out some technical issues there, but we'll be coming back to Conservative MP Andrew Stevenson, as it is important to get that perspective. If I can come back to the analysis here, I mean, Yasmin's pointed out that perhaps poverty explains these results, that traditionally people associate Labour perhaps taking care of the poorer sections of society, and ethnic minorities coming from that background. That's the only reason. Would you agree with that? Or do you think times have changed now, especially with the recession? There doesn't seem to be that much difference between the main parties in terms of saying they would or wouldn't cut for these services. So how would you see the situation now?
Well, the survey did look at what they distinguished between manual and non-manual voters. And they found that actually, regardless of social class background, ethnic minorities are still more likely to vote for the Labour Party. So that would suggest that it's not simply disadvantage or poverty that fully right. explains the voting patterns for Labour. And I'm not saying that's what you're saying. But there is one bit of evidence that is probably more sort of positive for the Conservative Party, which is that amongst better-off middle-class professionals, there is some hint that ethnic minority people in those professional backgrounds are more likely to vote Conservatives, so they're more likely, again, to vote like white British voters. So I suppose if you're looking for a sort of positive message for the Conservatives, it's obviously that they need to build support in amongst professionals. But also, I think, coming back to what Yasmin is saying, one of the key findings of the survey was how strongly ethnic minorities felt about unemployment and labor market disadvantage. There were some questions on discrimination even in the labor market. Mm. And it's quite clear that ethnic minorities still feel that equal opportunities is not a reality for them, and so that more should be done, for example, by the government to improve that. So,
well, if I can put that to Andrew Stevenson, who's a Conservative MP, hopefully we can get through to him now. Hello, Andrew.
Hello.
Thank you for joining us. I did want to ask you, what was your response when you read that only 16% of ethnic minority voters actually voted Conservative in the last general election? Is it an issue of concern for you, or is it something perhaps you may take comfort from, especially with the rise of the far right and distancing yourselves from the ethnic minorities?
Certainly not. I think it shows that the Conservative Party still has an awful long way to go to reach out to communities that have traditionally not supported the Conservative Party. I think this is a wider issue than just ethnic minority voters. If you look at where the Conservative Party still lags behind in the polls, we don't attract enough support from younger voters. We don't attract enough support from people living in urban and inner city areas. And we also don't attract enough support from economically disadvantaged members of the community. And unfortunately, actually, when you talk about many of the ethnic minority communities living in the UK, young, concentrated in urban areas and economically disadvantaged, these are quite often tags that you can actually attach to large sections of the community. So I think this is wider than just any ethnic issue. This actually goes to the root of some of the other issues in those communities and some of the other communities that the Conservative Party is currently failing to connect with.
And why do you think that failing connection has happened historically, and what do you see as the way forward?
Historically, I think there's a range of factors. When you've seen many minority communities move and settle in the UK, they tend to have settled in urban areas where Labour have traditionally been strong. They've been therefore quite often looked after by Labour politicians and particularly Labour local councillors. If you look at the way the Conservative Party was wiped out for many years in the urban north of England, particularly places like Manchester and Liverpool, and still to this day have very little representation in those cities, we just clearly haven't been there. We haven't been a visible presence, and we haven't been a viable option for ethnic minority communities to rally behind and support. So I think, you know, we really do need to do more to get ourselves out and about and be seen to be addressing the issues that are of concern to people living in these communities and the parts of the country the Conservative Party traditionally has not connected that well with.